Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I've been thinking a lot lately about a conversation I had with an old friend of mine about confronting and dealing with problems. The problem we were talking about at the time was a societal problem that I found myself frustrated was not solved quicker, given all of the context I felt like it had. And he reminded me that this problem, just like any problem, big, small, societal, or personal, was just that, a problem, which means it was going to be a chore to try to solve it. And in my experience, that's a pretty undeniable argument. Facing our problems is always going to suck. But the metaphor he used, I find myself coming back to no matter what the problem is. And truth be told, I don't remember what oppressive system I was bitching about at the time because it's been so long and I've used this analogy for so many different things I've bitched about and had to deal with. But basically, he said, when you're dealing with any problem, it's kind of like digging a hole. When you first decide you're going to dig a hole or decide you need to dig a hole, there's almost a sense of excitement to getting to that hole, especially if you can afford the right supplies like a good shovel or gloves or sunglasses. So at first, the shoveling feels like easy, inspired action, and you as an individual can lift some pretty heavy loads. But as you dig deeper into this hole, the soil will get harder, and so will the work, because as you dig deeper into systems or problems, it typically becomes more nuanced and compacted and can feel more intense to try to get through the minutiae of it. Plus, now you've got all that other sediment and dirt that you've uprooted and need to clear out from before. Basically, as you dig deeper, it becomes more frustrating and intense work, and you have to have endurance and stamina and passion to be able to get through it. But even still, inevitably, you probably will need a break from digging nonstop. Take it from me, having to confront problems all day, every day is not sustainable, and it will piss you right off, so that you'll want to bail on the work, even though it's important work that needs to be done. And if I take this analogy further, which I have and I will, I think this is where a lot of people stop. They dig into their problem, realize how nuanced and compacted the problem is, and then they climb back out of the hole and try to work around it. But in my experience, you can never forget that you half dug a hole in the backyard. Not only is it a hazard, but it's always going to be on the back of your mind as a thing you should get back to and finish. And this is where the rare person will fill in that hole with the dirt that they work so diligently to remove and pretend like there was no hole to begin with, even though it is not a stable foundation and it is just a facade that you should not build upon. But we have to recognize that some people do that, and they do build facades upon it. But that does not mean that hole is not still there for them. And if you're like, Julie, I didn't understand this analogy at the beginning. What the hell's going on now? I do want to formally apologize because I'm about to take you so much deeper into this metaphorical hole. Pew, 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 pew. You're right. I did just win the pun of the year. Yep, you witnessed it. Thanks, friends. The point is, I do genuinely believe that when we have to confront things in our lives, it can be a lot like digging a hole. It's not easy work. It might cause a few blisters. You're gonna get frustrated. You're gonna need to hydrate and take breaks. And sometimes you're gonna have to get brave enough to ask friends to come help you shovel. But if we can keep in mind that this is good work, work that needs to be done, work that makes us feel more fulfilled in the end, because at the end of the day, we're uprooting shit that really needed out of there. Using a metaphor like this, when it does inevitably become more difficult and frustrating work, can be really helpful to building your stamina and keeping you motivated to keep digging. I don't know. I just feel like it offers perspective. It can make the labor-intensive parts feel more worthwhile, but more importantly, it can remind you that when it feels really hard and almost impossible to get through your problems, you're actually the closest to striking water or gold or whatever metaphor you'd like to strike here that you've ever been, literally. It means you're close to uprooting whatever problem it was. And if we can remember that, then it makes it a lot less scary when you've been digging a while and it does get harder. I think that's why this conversation has grown into such a metaphor in my everyday life, because I find myself getting frustrated when things get really tough for me, especially if those tough things used to feel simple. But if I think about it with the whole metaphor, if I think about it using this metaphor, then it makes that part of it actually feel like progress. Because everything is. You cannot move backwards in life. You are constantly learning. You are always growing wiser. And if your hole feels tough to dig, that is actually a good sign. And it means you're doing an excellent job digging. You just might need to either expand your tools, ask for help, stop for some water breaks and stamina breaks, or just remind yourself that Rome wasn't built in a day and not all holes will be dug in one either. You know, sometimes when I start with a really good metaphor, it means that landing the metaphorical plane will be impossible and you just watch me crash and burn, baby. Anyway, I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.